You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Good morning to you, Adam. Now, Team America, Donald Trump has ordered a new military force for space?
Yeah. Morning, Bongani. Yes. Space, the final frontier. He announced that he wants the Pentagon to set up a sixth branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, as he put it, a space force. You wonder if maybe he's been watching a few movies. Didn't Ronald Reagan start the Star Wars program after seeing Star Wars? So maybe there's something along those lines. Basically, this is the American president talking about boosting national security and the economy, but it looks like there's a couple of things with this. Number one is that he doesn't want China and Russia to have a free-for-all in space, the idea that perhaps they could knock out other people's satellites or just have a more dominant presence. So he talked about not just an American presence, but American dominance. And indeed, he talked about how the United States would return Americans to the moon and would eventually send people to Mars. And he's all for the idea of American entrepreneurs also being involved in some of this space exploration. It's a very odd thought because, of course, it costs so much money. It took a few people by surprise when he announced this as well. I wonder if it took the Pentagon by surprise. But also, if he's not watching the right movies, I reckon, because surely Star Trek and Thunderbirds and other things like that tell us that it's meant to be a world federation. It's not meant to be about America versus whoever. We're meant to be all in together when it comes to space, aren't we, Donald Trump?
It might be called the Star Trek program, no doubt. Now, talk to us about Thomas Markle's royal revelations. He's talking about missing his daughter Meghan's wedding to Prince Harry.
Yeah, rather sweet, really. He gave this interview, Thomas Markle, talking about his deep regret at not being able to get to the royal wedding in Windsor. Remember, of course, it was only the mum who made it, the only member of Meghan's family who made it, anyway, Daria Ragland. But Thomas Markle says he was buoyed by the fact that Prince Charles did a great job in walking his daughter down the aisle. I suppose if you're going to have a stand-in, you might as well have the Prince of Wales. It's perfectly reasonable. There are probably a few parts of life where we'd all like a Prince of Wales to stand in for us. But there was a very weird thing in the course of this. He revealed that Prince Harry and his daughter phoned him up to tell him the happy news they were getting engaged and, indeed, for Prince Harry to ask him permission. And Thomas Markle says, quote, to Prince Harry, this is what he said, "You're a gentleman. Just promise me you'll never raise your hand against my daughter and you'll have my permission." It's not very often, is it, that a father checks out whether or not his future son-in-law is going to beat up his daughter. It's a very odd thought that somehow he had to get Prince Harry not to promise not to start putting blows on Meghan Markle. But there we are. Such is a dad's foresight, I suppose.
And such is life in the era of hashtag Me Too. All right, we'll leave it there with Adam Gilchrist on the line from the UK. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Dipuo, who tweeted, "Where does the term midwife come from? Is it a combination of the words mid and wife? And if so, why? Hashtag Emirates Worldview." To get to the answer, we spoke to Annette Bing, who's a registered midwife.
Childbirth and midwifery would cover assisting mothers in childbirth, including preconception, pregnancy, birth and care of the newborn, post-delivery and lactation, and family planning. And if we were to be truly transgender sensitive, then the term mothers would change to biological birth parent.
All right, congratulations, Dipuo Mahlaela, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.